Welcome to Sisterhood, having conversations that matter with me, Lorianne Sheldrick, an incredible woman who support, encourage, and empower other women. While you are here, you will be supported. You will empower yourself so that you can be supportive to others and begin to fully embrace that we cannot be empowered women if we do not support those who are being disempowered. That is the magic that lies within sisterhood, and it only works if we do it together. The purpose of sisterhood is to create deep and meaningful connections with other women, have conversations that matter, because women need other women, and together we are going to be, do, and have all that we desire. It starts right here, right now, with me, my special guest, and with you. Let's begin. Welcome to the magic of sisterhood.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Sisterhood Podcast. Oh my god, I have not, my microphone actually had dust on it when I pulled it out this morning because we have been on a hiatus, but we're back. I ended the season in June. We're back for a new season. This season of the Sisterhood Podcast, my intention is for it to feel like you're having a conversation with your big sister. Even if you don't have a big sister, that is what I want it to feel like. And I will be doing more solos, more conversations, just with me. And I will be bringing back some of the previous season's guests so that we can carry on with some conversations and sort of see where they are at now and see how things have changed since 2019 when I started Sisterhood. I started Sisterhood during the pandemic because I thought this would be a really beautiful way for me to connect with the Contagiously Positive community, and which is my business if you're new here, and just talk about a lot of things that I know so many of us were struggling with. But this year, we're really putting so much optimism and hope and joy and love and compassion into the topics that we're talking about. We're kind of, obviously some topics will still be heavy because I'm a firm believer in going deep and I have a really hard time with small talk, but it is time. It's just time. It's time to start to really have conversations that when we're done the conversation, it just feels really hopeful. And it feels like there's been joy infused into your day and positivity infused into your day. I have really been going through an identity shift the past couple of years. When I first got dubbed the Contagiously Positive Girl a decade ago, I really loved being called that. I loved being dubbed the CP girl at work. And it was really powerful and it was beautiful. And I was just proud of it. And then in 2019, when we went into our first lockdown and just the past couple of years and all that I and we have had to do the past couple of years to shift and change and learn and grow and evolve through this craziness, I haven't felt like the Contagiously Positive Girl. And I think that's valid. I think that's very normal. And I think also I could have hidden behind the mask of the CP girl, but I didn't want to. And so I took off that mask and I just allowed myself to feel everything that I was feeling and the frustration and the anger and the hopelessness and the pessimism. Like I was feeling all of that. I wasn't feeling the hope. I wasn't feeling the joy. I wasn't feeling the positivity or the optimism like I was before. And as I allowed myself to feel my very normal feelings, I've come to so many realizations. And I feel like I've come back to myself. I've come back to the Contagiously Positive Girl. But I've also realized that as much as I love Contagiously Positive and all that it represents, I'm not just her. It's a part of me, but it's not all of me. And that's really what I want to talk about today, because I feel more me than I've ever felt before. I feel, and you know, it's so funny to say that, because this year in a month and 10 days, as the day that I record this, I will be turning 44 years old. And this is really the first year where I can say I feel more like myself than ever before. I have clarity about what I want for my business, what I want for my life, what I want for my relationships, what I want to put out into the world. I have so much clarity about that, but not just clarity, but confidence to move forward with it, to move forward with that clarity and to take action. And that feels really good. And I really don't think I could have gotten there had I not allowed myself to go through, what do you want to call it, the dark days of the soul, right? I think sometimes we need to go into those darker areas of our lives that maybe we're going through or feeling or experiencing, while also being open and knowing that by going through this, we are going to come out on the other side of it, where there is light, where there is joy, where there is that hope. So I've written about taking off your protective masks often in the past couple of years, because I feel so much like so many of us not only wear protective masks, but we've been taking those masks off because we realize now more than ever, the importance of being our authentic self, even when we're not at our best. So I had a really good friend who told me a couple of years ago, when we were going through, you know, our first lockdowns, and I was feeling really dark about it, and I was trying to hide it, and I was trying to hide behind positivity and really pushing out that toxic positive, false positivity out into the world. And she very lovingly just told me how I was hiding behind the Contagiously Positive Girl mask. And when we were having this conversation, I realized it actually wasn't the first time that I had had this conversation with someone. But in that moment, it was the first time that I was ready to listen. And that is so important. I was finally ready to hear it. I was finally able to listen to what was being said and really go within and figure out why I was wearing that mask, why I wouldn't allow myself to feel very real, very normal feelings while I was teaching other people and telling other people that it was normal and okay to do so. Why was it okay for other people but not for me? And I think this is so normal. I think as coaches and as teachers, as guides, whatever it is you want to call yourself, I've been a life coach for 10 years now, and it's so easy to fall into the trap of do as I say, not as I do. And I don't want to be that kind of human being, and I definitely don't want to be that kind of coach. But again, it's easy to fall prey to that because we want to be perceived as the expert. We want to be perceived as, you know, perfect, so you'll work with us. And I say us because I know I'm not alone. We all wear these, you know, metaphorical masks at some point in our lives, whether that's in your business or it's in your relationships, whether that be romantic or friendship or professional at work, we all have these metaphorical masks. And often we wear these masks to protect ourselves or to fit in or to be seen or to not be seen. And that's really what I want to explore today. I want to explore, maybe it's important for you to know why you're wearing this mask, and that's going to be the thing that helps you to finally take it off when you feel safe to take it off. That's so important. Don't take it off until you feel safe. And don't take it off with people who don't make you feel safe if you're not ready to do that. That's okay too. I don't want you to do anything before you're ready to do it. Because the moment that you're ready is the moment when you're going to actually have that real clarity about what that looks like for you, not for other people. So when you're listening to my story that I'm going to share today, I want you to, of course, see yourself in some of the examples, but I don't want you to be me. I don't want you to think that because it hasn't happened to you this way, you're doing something wrong or that I'm doing something wrong. We might have similarities, but our experiences are going to be different. I might be able to see myself in you and you in me, and I think that's just a natural part of being a human being, as mirrors to one another, but you need to be able to see yourself, and that's so important. And you need to be able to learn how to not judge yourself because your story looks different, or you feel different, or you're working at a different pace. So after this was very lovingly brought to my attention that I was hiding behind this mask, I explored it. And I said this when I first started. It really started when I was dubbed contagiously positive because I was so proud. I was so proud of being dubbed contagiously positive from a man that I worked with that I actually changed careers and started a coaching practice. And when I started my coaching practice, the only name I could ever brand it under would be or could be contagiously positive because I was so proud of that name. I loved, and I still do. I love this persona. I loved being seen as happy. I loved being seen as positive. I loved being known for being optimistic. Maybe there are some egoic aspects to that, which again, very normal. But it was because I hadn't always felt that way. And it was because I hadn't always been seen as that. And I ended up clinging to that persona, like life or death, clinging to it. Because I was so afraid that if I didn't, I would go back to who I used to be. The struggling young woman that I used to be. The struggling young girl that I used to be, and I didn't want to be her again. And by trying not to be her again, I really sort of got lost in this identity. And I needed to learn how to be all of it, to be all that I am, not just the contagiously positive girl. And it's not easy when we're easing into, you know, a quote unquote new and improved me, you, because for me, in my experience, it was just so different from the young, struggling girl that I once was. I didn't want to be her again. And I didn't want to just be the contagiously positive girl and not allow myself to feel very normal feelings. So I had to find this middle ground, right? So this requires us to go through identity shifts when we are doing them, when we're merging all parts, all aspects of ourselves. We go through these identity shifts when we take off protective masks that aren't serving us in certain experiences, definitely. We go through these identity shifts, and that's very normal. It is so normal to change, of course. We're always changing, but then we resist the change. Or others resist the change, which makes us put on the masks even more. So putting on the masks in the moments that we're going through change, when we don't want to go through that discomfort of change, it feels easier to just put on the mask. And like, it felt easier for me to just wear the contagiously positive girl mask and just be like, okay, just let everybody see you as this. Don't let them see any other aspect of you. And it was easier until it wasn't. So a little bit about me, especially if you're new here, your big sister talk, big sister talk. I grew up in a small town. And if you've grown up in a small town, you know that when you grow up in a small town, there's not much that people don't know about you. I mean, I went to one school from kindergarten to grade 9, and then I went to one high school all the way to college. So the friends that I grew up with only knew me in one way. This is who they knew. And then I got a real job out of college, and I worked there for a decade before I started my coaching practice. And before I started to really work on myself, I was still working for this company, but they only knew me a certain way. They knew me as this Lorianne. That's Lorianne's always been one way. And when I started to really shift my identity, it became really hard, because it felt hard to break out of what I felt was how I needed to be. I felt so out of step, and I felt so out of step because the people around me were very aware that I was changing, and it felt uncomfortable. And as I started to feel my identity change, my desires changed, my goals changed, my passions changed, my wants changed for life, what I wanted for my life, what I wanted for my career. And my God, the people in my life really struggled with that. Some people in my life really struggled with that because they only knew me in one way. And now here I am making all these changes in my life, and some of it felt really woo-woo, because again, this was probably 15 years ago now. And back then, personal development, the way it is today, the way it's known today, wasn't like that back then. So many of the things that we're learning today and that I teach today were really woo-woo back then. And so a lot of people resisted it, and that made me resist it. But my identity was changing. I promise there's a point here, because this is so important. My identity shifted then. And then my husband and I got the opportunity to relocate from Ottawa to Saskatoon. And I really jumped at the chance, because I realized, oh my God, I can fully step into this new identity. No one knows me. It's a blank slate. I can just try this on without it feeling like, without the resistance of the people who knew me the best and who have known me my entire life. So the way that I looked at it was, that young girl who struggled with an eating disorder, she could get left behind, right? No one there in this new province where I didn't know anyone would ever know that I had ever struggled, right? No one would ever know any of it, the eating disorder, the deep, deep sadness that I felt in my life, the one who just couldn't get her life together, the one who kept getting evicted from apartments. Like, no one would ever know that woman, even though I hadn't been her for so long. The people in my life knew her, and I had a really hard time shifting out of that, even 10 years after. You know, it just felt so hard. So I felt like this was a real clean slate. But it was so hard, you know, it was so hard to leave a 10-year career in project management. I was burnt out from it, but I knew, here we go, I could start over and I could finally follow my dream and I could finally do everything that I wanted to do, clean slate, fresh start. Like, it felt amazing. It felt like a relief not to have to talk about why the changes I was making to better my life were a good thing when people would say to me, you've changed. And it was always said in such a derogatory way that it made me feel shame about wanting to change my life, about wanting to just naturally grow into the woman that I was becoming. But here's the thing, and this is what's so important. I made a really big mistake in that fresh start. Really big mistake. I left Ottawa, I moved to Saskatoon with my husband, started to make new friends, started to meet new people, felt really positive about the whole move, but I wasn't letting people know the entire me. I was only letting them know the contagiously positive girl. So on the days when I wasn't happy, on the days when I wasn't feeling optimistic, on the days when I didn't have clarity about what to do next, on the days when I didn't feel like I knew what to do or what decision to make, whatever it was, I made sure that people thought I was all good. I never reached out. And it started to feel really lonely. You know, it served me for a while. When I first moved there, it served me. But of course, as a human being, there's days where I needed to talk to someone about how I was feeling. And I felt like I couldn't, because I had trapped myself in a perfect little happiness bubble. Look at this girl. Look at this woman. Look how happy and put together this woman is. But I wasn't always happy and I wasn't always put together. I mean, hi, welcome to being a human being. Of course we're not. And I just felt like that mask that I was wearing began to really suffocate me. And the longer I hid, the harder it got for me to let all parts of me come through. And it would take so long. It would take so long. It would take a global pandemic, everything being stripped from me. That's how it felt for me to realize how deeply I had hidden myself from people and not allowed people to see the real me, to love the real me. And you know, like everybody, as we went into our third and fourth and fifth lockdowns, it felt really difficult to stay positive. My main revenue earner had been put on hold. I didn't know how to serve my community. I didn't know how to show up in a way that was supportive. My God, social media algorithms were changing so fast that we had to basically become like performers to get people to see our posts, which was the only way to do business at the time. And I just kept thinking, what am I gonna do? What am I gonna do if I can't go back to facilitating workshops? What am I gonna do if my coaching practice can't sustain me financially? What am I gonna do if I can't keep up with the algorithms? Does anyone even care? Does anyone even care? And I just kept asking myself these questions and I became really frustrated. And then I realized I can't hide behind positivity, because it's not how I'm feeling. So I just decided I'm gonna take off the masks and I'm gonna be open about what I was truly feeling. And at first, whenever I would post something on social media that wasn't positive, I would get messages like, aren't you supposed to be contagiously positive? Or I would get negative feedback about something that I shared, about an experience that I was having. You know, other people have it worse. And then oftentimes when I would actually talk to someone in my life, people would say, well, it could be worse. At least you have your husband's income. It was always something, just a derogatory comment that made me not only feel guilty, because honestly, I think toxic positivity will do that to you. Makes you feel guilty. It makes you feel angry. It makes you feel shameful for having normal feelings. And I started to feel like, well, is my career less valuable? Am I less worthy as my husband because now I'm not making as much? And I also felt like my feelings weren't valid because I didn't have it as bad as someone else. So I should just be grateful. And the thing is I am so grateful. But that doesn't mean that I don't get to feel scared. That doesn't mean that I don't have frustrations or worries or feel anger. And the same for you as well. And in that moment, all those moments, all meshing together, feeling all of that, I wanted to put back that contagiously positive mask back on so badly because it was safe in the contagiously positive bubble. But I didn't do it. I couldn't do it because even just the thought of it made it so difficult to breathe. So instead of faking my way through it, I was honest, I shared in honesty, and I stepped away when I needed to step away. Even in June, I knew in June, this is going to be my last podcast for a while. I need to step away. I need to reflect on why I felt so compelled to hide behind these masks and persona. I needed to fully step into and integrate all aspects of me. And what did that look like now in my business? What did that look like now in my relationships? I needed to do it all. And I needed to get very honest and real about myself, about if I did come back and I'm really honest and I share just all aspects of me, am I going to be okay with being judged? Because here's the thing. With authenticity comes judgment from the external world. It's safe when we wear masks, right? Wearing masks keeps us safe from judgment. But the person who judges the most when we wear those masks is ourselves. We judge ourselves the most. And to me, that's the most dangerous, soul-sucking judgment, because we are so hard on ourselves. And then we feel unworthy. So I really wanted to share this part of the story with you because it's so important moving forward with the Sisterhood podcast, the topics I'm going to be talking about. I want you to know all of it, everything, every episode I've shared to this point, everything that I've blogged about, everything that I'm, all the content I'm creating, it's all real, it's all authentic. So it's been challenging and frustrating and confusing and deeply emotional. But now that I'm on the other side of it, it's so freeing. It's so expansive. It's so fulfilling. Stepping into all aspects of who I am, even the parts of me that are not contagiously positive, makes me feel so fulfilled. Truly amazing. I decided, you know what? I am no longer going to push or hustle or fake my way through it. And I'm just going to give all of myself into this season of life that I'm in. And instead of pushing, instead of like making the external world see like, look, I have all the answers. I have all the solutions. I'm honest about, you know what? Sometimes I have more questions than answers. And instead of giving the advice, which I realize now isn't always, you know, wanted when it's not asked for, I've been allowing people in. I've been talking less and listening more. I've been letting other people share their perspectives and ideas and solutions with me. There was actually a moment during this whole process where I lost my voice and I couldn't speak for a week. And a girlfriend of mine said, that's the universe's way of telling you to shut up and listen, right? And I did listen. And now when I speak, I do it honestly from a place where I may not have the answers and I may not put a positive spin on it. I probably won't, even though sometimes that just optimism just wants to come through. But I'm going to be honest. And when someone messages me or speaks to me and they're like, I'm going through this really hard time, and they share their experience with me, instead of putting a positive spin on it, I hold space for them and I'll say, that's really hard and painful, and I'm so sorry you're going through that. What can I do to help you? And that just feels so good for the other person, and it feels so good for me, where sometimes it's not about having all the answers, giving people solutions, making people feel joy and hopeful and optimistic again. Sometimes it's just about holding someone's hand while they feel the sadness so they can come back to their joy and optimism and love and compassion again in their time when they are ready. But we have to feel all of our feelings. And that happens when we take off the protective masks. It really does. So all this to say, I want you to just know that it was very normal for you to wear the protective masks. You needed to protect yourself, and I get that. And it's also safe and okay for you to take them off. Right? It's also safe for you to take them off. This new season of my life, just embracing all aspects of me, it's been a real gift. It's been a real gift. I think the biggest gift for me is feeling complete and fulfilled by sharing all the parts of myself, not just the good ones. And the friends that I am and have been sharing this with have also taken off their masks of perfection. And they've admitted, wow, I'm feeling the same way. And now I feel more connected with them. And instead of trying to solve each other's problems, we're talking. We're sharing, we're listening, we're asking each other questions, we're saying all the things that usually we just reserve for our journals. And by sharing in this way, without the masks on, by sharing those stories, a weight's been lifted off of me. I now feel safe to be the contagiously positive girl when that is truly how I'm feeling. And I now feel safe to express feelings that wouldn't necessarily fall under a contagiously positive category, if you will. And I think people feel safer with me because of that. I think the people in my life, now that I'm being more real and honest, also feel safe to express their emotions. That's the gift that we give each other when we're real, when we're honest, when we take off our masks. And I feel comfortable for the first time in a really long time, probably most of my life, not having a complete vision for what my future is going to look like. I don't have a 5-year plan. I don't have a 10-year plan. I'm living more in the moment because that works better for me. I'm no longer feeling this pressure of creating content and competing with an algorithm. An algorithm. Why are we in a competition with an algorithm? Just to stay relevant? I don't want to stay relevant in my industry if it means that I have to compete against a machine, because I'm never going to win. And I'm no longer worrying so much. I still worry about being judged or unliked. It's still inside of me, but I'm working through it, knowing that it's normal to not want to be judged or unliked. Of course, who wants to be judged or unliked? And by taking off these masks, I get to create content like this that shows the real me, that shows that I'm imperfect, that shows that I don't have all the answers, that allows me to have the conversations that I want to have. Because when I'm having the conversations that I want to have and I'm lit up by the conversation, you, the people around me, benefit from that as well. We benefit from people being their authentic selves. We do. Especially when we're sharing stories, like sharing our stories without those masks connects us in ways that I don't even think we fully understand until we do it. Especially when it's with people that we feel safe with. And when we're listening to other people's stories, it gives us, that's a huge gift, because it gives us insight into what others see or experience or other people's perspectives that sometimes we can't see ourselves until we hear someone else say it, because we often have blinders on, especially when it comes to our own shit. I have felt like I've been asking deeper questions, which has helped me to gain more clarity and really take stock of my life, the life that I want to live. Taking off our protective masks connects us even deeper. I want you to know all of me. I want us to know. I want to get to know each other. All of each other, all the things that make us us, in ways that reminds me that I'm not alone, that reminds you that you're not alone, that you never have been, that you never will be. Wearing protective masks and just showing everyone the perfect little versions of ourselves makes us feel so alone on both sides. So honestly, my relationships are deepening. And the work that I'm doing is continuing to evolve and change, and it will, especially now as I head into my 44th year, right? I think just aging does that too. We shift identities. And I don't want to keep a mask on of, this is the mask I'm wearing, and I'm just going to pretend like I'm still in my 30s. I'm also taking that mask off. Here's who I am as a woman in her 40s. Here's the way that I'm changing. Here's my new perspectives. Here's how I want to be in my relationships. Here's how I want to show up in the world. And I love it all. And it's also frustrating. It's so frustrating and it's so freeing. It can be both, and it will be both. Don't give up. You're going to change, you're going to learn, you're going to grow, you're going to figure out who you are without all the masks or what everyone is saying you should be, or who everyone says you should be. And you're going to learn over time that it's safer for you to just be yourself. That's it. But it takes time. It doesn't happen overnight. You know, I like to think that this has been something that I've only been going through for the past couple of years, but honestly, I think I've been going through this for the past couple decades. 10 years in my career in project management, shifting into that identity. And then now a decade working in my coaching practice, working on the business, in the business of the business, all of the aspects that come with the contagiously positive business and shifting there. Now being a woman in her 40s, like, it's a constant evolution. It's a journey and it doesn't happen overnight. We need to be open to having our identity shift all the time and not just wearing the masks of our old identity because it's so uncomfortable to shift. It can be uncomfortable and you can still do it because on the other, it's only temporarily uncomfortable. The discomfort's temporary, I promise you. So I'm going to end here. I'm going to end with some big sister journal prompts so that you can deepen this work, so that you can reflect on what all this means to you, for you. And the first question is, what masks are you wearing? What masks are you wearing? And the second question is, why are you wearing it? What is wearing that mask protecting you from? Is it the mask of being the perfect one, the high achiever, the person who's always happy, the person who has it all together, the person who has all the answers? Maybe it's multiple masks so that you can fit in with everyone. What is it really, truly protecting you from? And if you were really being honest with yourself, is it actually protecting you? Because I can say for sure now that the contagiously positive girl mask, the mask of the person who's always happy, who always has it together, who never has a negative emotion, wasn't protecting me. It was suffocating. And then the last question, I want you to begin to reflect on who you trust enough to begin taking off those masks, showing them all parts of you and allowing them to do the same as well. Who do you trust enough to do that to? That's where the practice begins, with the people you trust the most. And they will do the same. Do this work together. Do this work with someone else. And I want you to remember this really, really important thing. You are never just one thing. There's so many things that make you you. One part of you doesn't make up all of you. And that is so, so important here. And as we always end, I think this is so important to really take in. I want you to remember this. You are so good enough. You are so good enough. You are so worthy. You are so valuable. And not only are you good enough today, you've always been good enough. And you will always be good enough. Masks or no masks. Putting the masks on when you need them to feel safe does not make you unworthy, does not make you a bad girl, a bad boy. Okay? Sometimes we wear them because in that moment, everything inside of us is like, I need to protect myself, and that's normal. And there might be people that you don't ever take the masks off with, and that's okay. I want you to do it with the people you feel safe with. And over time, you will gain more confidence and you will fully step into who you are authentically with confidence. Even when in those moments, you're like, I'm not my best self right now, but you know what? That doesn't make me less worthy. I'm still a good person. I'm just going through a bad time. Welcome to being a human being. Right? Okay. Welcome to this next season of Sisterhood. I'm wishing you the best day, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, whatever your experience is right now. I'm wishing you the best day. I hope you enjoyed this conversation. I can't wait for more conversations. I can't wait to share more with you. And speaking of sharing, if this resonated with you, if you connected with this message, please share it with your friends, share it with whoever you just feel can hear this, would benefit from hearing this message. It really helps us. You can like, you can review it. It just helps. It all helps. And if you didn't, that's okay too, right? It's okay. If you didn't resonate with this conversation, that's okay too. So I'm sending you so much love, and I will see you back here next time. Bye.